Come on, Madison, push right to the end.
Coach Farrow shouted down at her, his fist clenched and stopwatch firmly in his grasp. She is pushing, I tell him, proud of my friend.
Well, she can push a whole lot harder, Parker. You think the other women's trainers don't push them? 'Cause I got news for you.
He turned back to Madison now.
Push, push, push!
His eyes were locked on the screen, and I couldn't help but take a look over his shoulder, glancing from stopwatch to Madison as she appeared at the end of the pool. I'm 19, and Mr. Farrow's been my swimming coach for 2 years now. I do great in the meets, but he's convinced we can do a whole lot better. Madison has been with us the whole time, and I guess we're kind of best friends. Madison's that kind of girl I wish I could have been. She's really open and easy to talk to, and it doesn't hurt that she's hot as hell. All the guys want her, and at times she kind of knows it. She really plays up to it, you know? She flung her head up out of the water with a gasp, turning to Mr. Farrow and letting her brown hair flail behind her, gasping in air and looking to him hopefully.
2 seconds below your best, Madison, he shouted with disapproval.
He was tough on us, Coach. I guess we kind of needed it, though. It made the moments he wasn't quite so tough extra special. If he ever complimented us, it was heaven. Madison and I would look at each other and gush a little inside, and I knew already she had the hots for him. Madison slapped the water. Damn it, she said angrily. It felt so good.
Doesn't matter how it feels, honey,
he chimed in, his hands on his hips, sitting above those tight little blue shorts he liked to wear.
When you're really in the zone, you don't feel anything.
Mr. Farrow used to be a swimmer himself, so we could take his advice for all it was worth. He really knew what he was talking about when it came to swimming, and we both kind of respected that, as much as it sometimes pained me. He was 40, but still in such great shape. He still attended meets himself for the more mature athletes, and always made the podium. I guess me and Madison kind of idolized him. In fact, that's probably why we were so receptive to his ideas, however crazy they were.